Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
Over the weekend, the soccer season off and rolling now for the Emory Spartans. Soccer is really condensed. I know a lot of the spring sports are condensed, but it seems like soccer maybe even more so, as we're about a month away from the tournament reveal. That's how close this really is. Joining us right now over the phone to talk about that, we have Coach Troy Winter. Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you on the show. It's always fun to talk about the soccer team. I appreciate you making time.
I appreciate it, Jordan. Yeah, it's fun to talk about them and good to be here.
Yeah, Coach, you guys have two games already under your belt. Over the weekend, you got to go to St. George. I know the weather wasn't ideal, but the thing about soccer, I mean, it really, really has to come down. Basically, lightning's the only thing that's going to prevent you guys from playing.
Absolutely, yeah. We was able to play in a couple little bit of, you know, wind storms and rain storms, but yeah, usually lightning, you know, shuts us down for sure.
So as far as the weather's concerned in St. George, Coach, I know that the two games, they both happen to be losses, 7-1 to Morgan, 3-0 to Skyview. How did that impact the way you guys wanted to play over the weekend?
The weather had a little bit to do with it, you know, probably not as much, as initially as, it's not to blame it on it or anything like that, but sometimes it takes you out of your mindset, you know, and you have to kind of make that adjustment and, you know, realize the other team's playing in the same conditions and, you know, ball's a little bit sloppier, you know, it's a little bit, you know, mushy and, you know, and stuff as far as footing and loss of footing and that kind of things. But all in all, it was actually a pretty good weekend, you know, as far as weather and, you know, dealing with, you know, the weather and the situation we were in and stuff.
Some takeaways, Coach, maybe on the positive end. I know you come back, you're outscored 10-1. I mean, that's not a great weekend, but I'm sure there's more to it than just wins and losses.
You know, absolutely, and that's what's really hard is as far as looking at that. You know, if you look at the box score against Morgan, we played Morgan really, really, really well, probably the best that we've ever played them in playing them. And I'll be honest, you know, Morgan does have our number a little bit. It's a little bit of a head game. We come out of halftime 3-1. I felt very, very good about where we set, the way we were playing, you know, our intensity. We were still a little bit rusty. Obviously, it's our first game. We've only been practicing against each other. The game's physical. So it took a minute, you know, to get going. And then I thought we settled in really well for the last, you know, 25 to 30 minutes of, you know, of the game, the first half of the game. Second half, we come out, wasn't ready. They kind of struck fast, couple goals, and we put our head down, you know, and again, it's mindset. But the positives for me are we really did play well against them. We had good ball control. We had good advancement. You know, we scored a goal. So things actually really, really went well. I felt even in that game. It's disappointing to lose by that many goals. I hate that. I hate that feeling. But all in all, the play was really good. So.
You take your play from that game, Coach, and then we move over to Skyview. A little bit closer, I know, but again, there's a lot of variables to consider there. When you take a look at it, did the kids play better in that game compared to the Morgan game?
Absolutely. They played that's the thing, the lights out. They played so very well in that Skyview game. Skyview was a good soccer team as well, too, and I'm not taking anything away, you know, against Morgan or anything, but I feel like Skyview maybe was just a little bit better than the Morgan team. That's my big takeaway from the weekend is I feel like, you know, we raised our play. Our ball movement was good. We was striking on that side of the field and stuff as well. There was really good. And, you know, obviously you don't get points for hitting the crossbar, or you don't get, you know, points for missed goals. But we had our opportunities. We had a couple of opportunities when the goal was wide open, and we shot it over the top. You know, we hit the crossbar a couple times. You know, just things like that, and just misfortune, it just didn't bounce our way. But the boys played so very well. I was extremely proud of them, you know, and how they played and how they come together and stuff. So,
So you can talk about what you saw from the positives, Coach. Is it easy or difficult to translate that to the kids? Because, you know, I know in your shoes, I mean, you're a coach, you're a student of the game, these are still kids. Is it difficult to relay to them that, hey, you may be 0-2, but guys, you played well?
It is really hard. They put their heads down and they was not very happy with, you know, a 3-0 loss. They wasn't very happy with a 7-1 loss. They put their heads down and that is hard for them to understand and hard for them to translate to see. You know, we're gonna watch some game film, you know, this week and stuff and they'll be able to see it. I think that's probably the most important thing is recognizing when you watch yourself play and you watch a team play and the caliber team we were playing, and to be able to rise to the occasion and play better. And when you see that on film, I think that's a little bit more of a comforting thought than just looking at the box score and saying, okay, we got beat 3-0, you know. So, it is a little bit harder. And I'm not a rah-rah guy. I usually just kind of lay it on the line and let them know, and they all know, you know, from my heart, you know, how well they played, and they did. They played really well. So,
again, our guest right now is Coach Troy Winter of the Emory High School soccer team. Coach, with that being said, now Thursday, you shift your focus to a game against Canyon View, and it's region play. Here we are. March 16th will be the date, and it's league action on the road.
Yep, absolutely. Yep, we're ready to go, and that's how it is. You know, today there's some other teams that are playing, you know, getting some region play, getting starters and stuff as well too. So they're ready to jump in. We're all jumping in with both feet and going. Canyon View is going to be a tough opponent, and we're preparing for them to go down and play extremely tough. And, you know, and I actually think our region this year is going to be pretty well balanced, and we're all going to be it's going to be a strong region. There's going to be some good soccer teams in region, and we're going to have to rise to the occasion every time. And I'm looking forward to going and playing Canyon View. You know, again, not to take anything away from, you know, any other teams or anything, but you know, a Skyview team, and the Morgan team, I think we're, you know, a little bit better than we were, and so it'll be interesting to see how we go and fare against Canyon View, because I think they're going to be just a touch better than us as well too, and, you know, being able to ride as that occasion is my goal, you know, and that's what we need to do. So
Once region begins, Coach, you still have a couple of non-league games. I mean, one against Delta coming up on Friday. There's one a little bit later on of the year against North St. Pete. How important are those games, knowing that, A, they don't count in region play, but in the same sense, these are familiar opponents that you know and that you may see down the road?
Absolutely. You know, they're teams that we've played against before. They're teams that we've battled against, I feel that it's extremely important because we could see them, you know, down the road. Absolutely, you know, and then obviously it plays a role in the RPI system. You know, that's why we have these games, and, you know, and familiar opponents, and, you know, opponents that are in our same division, being the 3A division. You know, it's important to go up and go out and show, you know, our ability and come out with a win. You know, and that obviously always helps out in that RPI, you know, seeding as well too, and to know that you can compete within your region and within, you know, the 3A classification always gives you a little bit of comfort, you know, and stuff as well too. So I'm looking forward to it.
Coach, I want to talk about the construction of the roster as you guys get set for league play. I know you have a great deal of seniors, a lot of kids that have been within the program now for 3-4 years. It's kind of that foundation that you've been looking to build. When you look at the construction, you and I talking off of the cuff, you're happy with it. You like the balance.
I do. You know, this is a group of young boys that we've been working with for several years. You know, and our program has gone kind of in cycles. You know, with the amount of kids that travel and participate in our traveling programs and our club programs, and then play high school as well too. This group of seniors and juniors have been together for a while. They know each other very well. You know, they're friends, and they're a group of young men that I enjoy, you know, working with and working around, and we're very, very well balanced, I feel, from the back line to the midfield, you know, to our forwards, and I'm really looking forward to it. We also have, you know, some boys coming off the bench that I think can come in and give valuable time that can help, you know, to keep that level of play, you know, at a high level, you know, and stuff. So I really am excited for this group of boys this year, for sure.
And I know it seems like in any sport, we typically will lose kids before we gain kids, but we actually have the benefit of gaining a kid this year.
We do. We're pretty fortunate. We have a young man that he come out of the North Sevier High School area, Salina area, a boy that played some club ball with us and stuff. Their program, they don't have a program, and so I didn't realize this, but they're able to, what they do, co-op and be able to come over here and play. He had to enroll with school here, and so he's going to school here and playing with us, and he's familiar with some of the boys, you know, with the ones that we've done club with and stuff, and he's going to be a great addition to the team as well, too. Great young man, good soccer player, and you know, the boys have, you know, obviously taken a liking to him, and he plays well, so it's going to be one, you know, one more that, you know, helps us out to, you know, achieve our goals.
And we get on with this, Coach. Game on Thursday against Canyonview, game on Friday against Delta, game on Tuesday against Carbon. Not a lot of practice time, a lot of game time, and I'm sure the kids love that.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, we'd much rather be playing games than practicing, because that way, you know, Coach is sitting on the sideline not saying so much. In practice, I talk a lot. So they really like that. So, you know, game time, and that's what they're built for. Everybody wants to play games. You know, we want to get in and get business and, get, you know, take care of business and play that way. Practice sometimes gets a little bit, you know, mundane and stuff, but they'll have their work cut out for them the next, you know, 3 to 5 days here, you know, so which will be really good. So.
Well, Coach, it is always a pleasure to get you on. It's fun to start talking about the team once again. Best of luck the rest of the week. Hopefully we can catch up next week and talk about a couple of important region games.
Yes, I appreciate it. Yeah, appreciate the opportunity. And, it's a lot of fun to catch up with you too, Jordan. Thank you so much.
We'll have more on the Emory High School soccer team. Again, they'll open up region play tomorrow as they take on the Canyonview Falcons. We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. Looking forward to the next segment. We're going to bring back an old friend, Bill Lasky, former big league pitcher who spent his time with the San Francisco Giants, joins us every Wednesday during the baseball season. We'll get it off and rolling. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.